A look at the changes to come in our environment after this. H.B. Lance is the Director of Environmental Projects in Orange County Schools. In the next 100 years, he thinks there'll be tremendous changes in environmental awareness, environmental education, and environmental concern.
Very shortly after the year 2000, we're going to witness the doubling of our human population again. And this has many implications, particularly in environmental affairs. Obviously, as populations increase, the stress and the demands upon our natural resources reach levels that they cannot just simply keep up with population, so to speak. I have, and again, something that I mentioned to you just a minute ago, that it's difficult to project, I think particularly in environmental affairs, what's going to happen for the next 100 years. However, I think I can look at trends today that we are beginning to see, and I think many of these things we will see projected and ongoing within the next 100 years. And maybe I could just comment on a few of those things, particularly in the area of energy. And I'm going to predict that within the next 50 to 75 years, the concept of housing and stuff, whether we see it today, is going to be something that's going to be obsolete. I don't believe we're going to have single-family dwellings anymore, simply because of population demands, the demands upon resources, and it's just simply going to be a matter of space after a while. So I think this concept, I think we'll see more of the condominium-type housing and so forth. In the area of energy, I think we can begin to see many implications here also, particularly in the area of atomic energy, the breeder reactors. These are things, of course, that are, in a sense, realities today, even though our technology is not nearly as far advanced as we would hope that it would be. There will be much emphasis placed on atomic energy in the next 100 years. Particularly the advent of the breeder reactor. I would hope personally that particularly in the near future Congress would spend a lot more money on research into other areas of energy such as solar energy, which is obviously one source that we have not been able to tap and utilize primarily because of the economics involved and the technology that's still involved with it. But I look for particularly in along the lines of energy a real transition to forms of energy, solar energy, possibly even geothermal energy. And of course there are many other alternatives that are being looked at right now, but I don't know if they're ever going to be economically feasible. Of course along the lines of petroleum, it's projected that our supplies will within this next 100 years literally be gone. Therefore you might think in terms of the gasoline engine as we now know it in automobiles and other modes of transportation and industry and so forth may very well be obsolete as we know it. Taking a look at other things of environmental concern, air pollution and this type thing, which obviously is a problem today, and I've tried to think in the next 100 years what's going to happen in terms of air pollution. And of course so much of our air pollution is ultimately tied to the sources of energy that we're using. With the advent, I think, of atomic energy, transition to other forms of energy such as solar energy and geothermal perhaps, I'm going to predict that the air quality in this country is going to get much better than it is today. Now, there may be some people would argue with that. They would say, well, we're going to exploit our coal reserves and use more coal within this next 100 years. That remains to be seen. Undoubtedly, we do have tremendous coal reserves that are going to be mined. But I think perhaps the change to atomic energy and hopefully to solar energy will more than offset what effects we get from coal, just in terms of air pollution, that is. We can see the air quality now in many places getting better than it was. And I think in the next 100 years, I believe it'll even be much better than it is today. But looking at other resources, water in particular, I can't help but feel that the things here are not going to get any better. I think our types of pollutants are certainly going to be different as we go to alternative sources of energy. But I think as far as the water quality, I don't think this is ever going to substantially be improved to the point where maybe the sources that we're having to purify today and this type of thing before we drink them, where we'll be at the point we do not have purifying. I don't think this is ever going to happen again. Obviously our sources of pollutants are going to perhaps be more along the lines of radioactivity. Obviously we're still going to have many of the major forms that we have, siltation, pesticides and this type of thing. These are things that are still going to be with us.
H.B. Lance with thoughts on our environment in the future. H.B. Lance is the director of the federally funded Title IV C environmental project in the Orange County Schools. I'm Ross Hunter.